Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
Brachas daf bem chesabed aleph. The Gemara starts. Amar Rav Yehuda breider Shmuel bar Sheilas b'shpei de Rav tisha achu dogon. 9 people ate dogon and they ate pas. Echad achol yerek and 1 person ate yerek. But starfin the halacha is that the mitzarif for zibud asara they could make a zibud with the shame with elikenu. Because even though the 10th person didn't eat something, it's chayv in Birchas HaMazon, habia to be a tziruf to the other people, since he did eat something, he ate a yerek, he can be mitzarif to the asara for the Birchas Zibur of Asara. Toisvis, the Vermasel Tisha, Toisvis discusses this halacha, Toisvis brings down the Gemara's din, v'hochi hulchis, so we pass him like the halacha, and Toisvis adds, not only if you eat a yerek, even if you only drink, shasa kais yayin, Toisvis speaks out, if you drink a kais of yayin, also, Shtiyas b'chal achila, you can be mitzdarf. And Taisis is dad, Taisis has a nidoin, what's going to be the halacha with zibud shleisha? You have 2 people that ate pas, 2 people that ate dogon, and a 3rd person comes and eats yerek. What's the halacha over here? Is it the same as by zibud asur, where the gemara is mechadish, that the what person that ate yerek can be mitzdarf? Or no, it's a dafka halacha zibud asur, but 3 not. And Taisis says, that yesha writes a boimar, that it's dafka for zibud asur, this halacha of Tisha Shachui Dogon, is Dafka didn't Zibud Asara, but 3 not. And Taisa says, where do we find that it should be Cholok 10 from 3? Taisa says, Le'il Babi Machbrida Tfei here of Shleisha Be'asara. Taisa's Lechair is referring to what he wrote earlier on in the Taisvis, the long Taisa's about Katon, but less Hilchasa. That even though Rabbi Shua Ben-Levi says that a Katon could be served to Asara, Afal became for Shleisha need Katon Pereach. Taisa's learned up in the Gemara that there's a Chilik that got be Katon between 3 and 10. So it says Taisus is a yesh reitz loymar that who had the gabi this chiddush that even though someone's not chayv in birchas hamazon he only ate yerek he keep it star for a zibud maybe also it's only a din of the tzir of asar which we find is easier to be mitzarif to by shaking the gabi the din of zibud shloisha says Taisus maybe that the halacha wasn't this chadish over there but the ma'aser Taisus brings that you shall be is the first that is mitzarif for zibud shloisha and he brings that pasak rebetais vasei the repaskins this way. But Taisus writes that the Sabi Kutzi learns up in the Yushalmi that this Brisa is not La Halacha, it's a Tolid of Achigis Tadayim, and he his Machriach from the Yushalmi, the Oilam, it's not Mitzar, if he brings a member for a Yechadon, that the Oilam, it's not Mitzar for Zibud Shleisha. But Taisus seems to be made by Machlekis Baliat Taisus, whether or not this Chiddush of the Gemara, that someone that's Eichel Yerek, we Mitzar for Zibud, is it also this Chaddish Lagabi La Halacha of Zibud Shleisha. Now this sheet that Taisus brings down, the Yesha Reitzim Loimar, is a Shita's HaRif. The Rif Shita is, like Taisus brings down from the Yeshurites of Leibar, that this Sugi is only Megabi Zibud Asara. It's not said Megabi Zibud Shleisha. So Rabbi Yoina brings down the Shita's HaRif, goes to this Shita's HaRif, and he asks that Lechaira, how can the Rif be Mechadish, that in order to be Mezamin, it's easier to have a Tzir of Zibud Asara? And Zibud Shleisha, it's harder to have a tzir. You need more criteria to be mitzarif for Zibud Shleisha. He asks that L'chayra, the Gemara, that B'mheya B'beis is before not like this. The Gemara says that the Chiddush, that even though someone went out ready to shuk, he's not sitting together with them. The halacha is that you can be mezamen on him. And Abaye says, who the karadei va'ani. And the Gemara says, Amar HaZutra, that's only said by Zibud Shleisha, that if 3 people are sitting and one of them goes out to shuk, the other 2 could make a zimon. And they could even starve the person, even though he was not sitting together with them. He already walked away to the shuk. As long as he could hear, as long as he could answer them, the lach is ebed surf. Masha'ekin says by Zudra by Asara. By Asara, it has to be that there's 10 people sitting together. So Esther Ben Yoyna that we find over there in that sugi that it's harder to have a Zibud Asara. A Zibud Asara is b'chayim more. So how could the Rif come along and learn up that our sugya that someone that's Ochel Yerek is Mitzarev is Dafka said Lagabi Zibud Asara and not Lagabi Zibud Shleisha. So Rabbi Yehuda goes on to explain that there's no Raya, that it's a different Indian over there. Over there, the Indian is Lagabi, the Halacha of the Yeshiva. How they have to be sitting, which Oifen do they have to be sitting, Bishas to Birchas HaBazan. And he's Mazbe that over there, by Asara, we need to have that there's a Shechina Shayra Imam. That's the Yisayid why Asara could say Aleikenu, Kishahim Eda, when there's an Eda of Yidden together, there's 10 people together, and they're sitting together, then the Shechina Shayra Imam. And that's why the Halacha is, in order to have the Din Zimun Asara, it can't be that you've been Kari Leva Ani. They have to be sitting together. Mashiach over here, we're not talking about that. We're talking about we have 10 people sitting together. We have the Eda. The question is, if they, in the, how much Achila do you need to have? How much achilo does the 10 people have to have the achilo? So in that, the Gemara is bechadish that we don't need everyone to eat. As long as it's a ruba de minkar, the Gemara comes out, of people eating, that's enough that there should be a machayev of Zimun Asara. We have the 10 people here. The Indian over there on the Afim Hayyam base was a shiloh of how to have 10 people together. So then, of course, it's more chamer how to get the 10 people that need more of a tzir if they have to be sitting all together, different than three. Mashegin legabi the din achilo, then how many people have to eat? Then it's enough. By a sara, it could be it's easier. It's more kal. By a sara, all you need is that 7 people eat. Mashein kein by shloisha, then all 3 have to eat pas, maybe. And therefore, says Rabbi Yehuda, we can't. The Gemara on the Afim Hayyam base is a different Indian. It's not talking about the Indian achila. It's talking about the Indian Hayeshiva. But Rabbi Yehuda goes on and he argues. He still afal pikin doesn't say that it should be bechatesi to be mechalik between Yura and Gimel. And he holds that the halacha of zibara of the tzirif yarek is not said dafka zibara asara to other than zim Gimel. Now, in the Rishonim in Taisis, it will be mashma that the svara of this sheet of this harif is. Like Tesis is betzayin to the sugya of Katon, that's a svara that the emes, the halacha is that 3 needs more than 10. 3 people, the emes, need more of a tzirif achilo, more people have to eat than 10. Like Rabbi Yonis explains in his Teretz, that's a mashman rishonim. There's an interesting svara that Madani Yontif over here on the Rosh and Ois Tess, he says that possibly there's not a real intrinsic difference between 3 and 10. Just the halacha is that by 10, 6 people are not mitzarif l'zimun. 6 people are oichol and 4 are oichol yerek. The halacha is that it's not mitzarif. You need to have dafka ruba de minkar, like the Gemara says. You need to have ruba de minkar. You have to have zayin. The Madani Yontif is mitzadit to say that the riff holds that 2 out of 3 is not a ruba de minkar. It's not the same percentage as 7 out of 10. 2 out of 3 is a little less than 7 out of 10. It's only 2/3. 7 out of 10 is a little more. And maybe in order to have a Ruba de Minkar, you need 7 out of 10. 66% is not enough to be Ruba de Minkar. Maybe 2 out of 3, the Madani Yontif seems to hold, that maybe is not a Ruba de Minkar. So the Fida Madani Yontif is not like the Rishayim seem to learn up in the Rift that there's a chilik between the Zimun Gimel and Zimun Asara. The Zimun Gimel never ever has a Ruba de Minkar. It's always going to be a Ruba de Minkar, just like the Halacha is that when you have only 6 Eichlim, by a Zimun Asara, Halacha is not Mitztarif. So what did 2 Eichlim out of 3 is also considered a Ruben de Enei Minkar, and that's the reason for the riff why he can't use the third person that ate Yerek. The Rambam, in Perek Hei Halacha Ches, the Rambam paskins the Halacha of Ergamara, and he brings down Das Arif, Bamadvar Memurim Basara. This Halacha that you could use someone that's Eichel Yerek to even start to Zeman is only said by Zeman Asara, Avo Shleisha Tzarech Sheyechel Kol Echad Behen Kezayis Pas. Each one has to eat a kezayis pas, and only then could you be mezamen. Now, Goyis Maimonis, over here in Halacha Zayin, he brings down that his Rebbe, the Maram Rutenberg, he was careful that whenever he ate with 2 people, that he didn't give, if a third person came, he wouldn't offer him to drink. He would only, if the person wanted to join in, he would say, you have to eat pas, you have to also be the third person to eat pas. Because he wouldn't want to put himself into a situation where he would be toiling himself at the Machlekes Rishonim over here, whether or not by Zimun Ashleisha, the Halach is a Kezayis Yerek is Mitztarif. So he made sure if the third person wanted to join, he would make sure that he would eat Dagon. And if he didn't eat Dagon, he wouldn't offer him to eat. But if it happened to be that someone came and he ended up drinking, then he would be Seimech on the Shittas that Zimun Ashleisha also has been served. But the Eved, he did make the Zimun, if someone, but L'chatchila, he didn't put himself into the situation. He made sure that if a third person come, he wouldn't offer him to eat something that's not pass. If he wants to eat, he has to eat pass. If it ended up that someone else ate, a third person ate something that wasn't pass, he would go ahead and do the Zimun. And this is the way it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch and Dina. The Shulchan Aruch at Simin, Kuk Tzali Zayin Tzif Gimel brings down this halacha that we paskin if you ended up eating, if there was a story where 2 people ate pas and 1 person ate yerek, we make the zimun. But l'chatchila, we should try not to make the situation and we shouldn't let that person eat unless he's mukhan to go and eat pas. Mishnah Brura over there in Tzimun Kuk Tzali Zayin and Tzifkat L'chapes writes that today the minig is not like that. Today the minig is we're Seimech L'gamri on the Shittas HaRishonim, the way the Tosfos by us seems to hold, the Rabbeinu Yoino, that we're doing lugami that's with starif l'shleisha also because I is yerek and the chatchili you could give a third person and make a zimon. That's the bidik today, not like what the Shulchan Aruch brings down from the Baram Rutenberg. Now in the Shulchan Aruch over there, it's brought down two dais. What is the feeder riff that holds that the third person cannot eat yerek? What does the third person have to eat? So it's brought down the Shittas HaRambam, but the Rambam is clear in his lashon that he has to eat pas. He has to eat something. It's chayv in Birchas HaMazon. He must eat pas. But the Shulchan Aruch brings out another daya, which is the Shittas HaRosh by us in Tzibur Chaf Aleph, where the Rosh holds that not only could the third person eat a mezaynis, something that's going to be mechayv in Bracha Me'in Shalosh, it does not have to be pas. That's mechayv in Birchas HaMazon. Even something that's only mechayv in Bracha Me'in Shalosh, the Rosh holds not only can he be bitstarif, but he could be the mezamin. He could be moitzi, even though he's not chayv in Birchas HaMazon. He's only chayv in Bracha Me'in Shalosh. He could go ahead and be moitzi to other people in Birchas HaMazon. And the Rosh speaks out clearly that the reason for this is, because the Rosh Hashita is that Bracha Achas Me'in Shalosh is not a dindur abaron. It's a chiyav d'oraisa, just like Birchas HaMazon. We were makatzer it. We made it into one bracha, but it is a chiyav d'oraisa, and it comes out that this person is mechuyav in a bracha d'oraisa, and that's why he could go ahead and be moitzi the other people. Now the Lecha Mishnah over there in the Rambam, he speaks this out clearly that this machleik is Rosh and Rambam. The Rambam that holds not only can't you be moitzi, he holds you can't even be mitzurf to Zimon, is gufa tali whether or not brachas achas main sheva is a d'oraisa or a drabanon, and that's the machleikus Rambam and Rosh over here. If someone that didn't eat pas, could he be mitzarif lezimon? The Rambam sheet is he eat dafka pas. Something that's mezaynes, something that's brachas achas main shalosh is not mitzarif to zimon, because the Rambam sheet is that that's not the regular brachas hamazon, that's just a drabanon dika bracha. Mashaik in the Rosh sheet is that you could even be moitzi, and the Rosh, the feeder sheet is harif that you need to have. The third person also needs to be b'chuyiv v'birchas hamazon. Malach is that you can even eat dagon, you can even eat mezaynos. You don't need a dafka, eat pas. The Gemara goes on. The Gemara brings down the story of Yanai, where he was eating together with his wife and with other people, and he didn't have anyone to be mevarech birchas hamazon. It seemed like no one knew no one knew how to bench birchas hamazon. And he asked his wife, "What are we going to do? Who's going to bench for us?" So she told him she's going to bring someone. If he makes a shvua, he's not going to bother them because he was being raided after the Talmidei Chachamim. And she brought in her brother Shimon ben Shetach. And Shimon ben Shetach said that he can't do the zimun because he didn't need anything. So he drank the kais yayin that he put in front of him for Birchas HaMazon, and then he went ahead and he was mezamin for everyone else. And the Gemara speaks out that Shimon ben Shetach went ahead and was moitzi everyone by just drinking a kais yayin. He didn't eat pas. He didn't eat even mezaynis. Was a gar meyuda ovid. Was his own. It's not la'alocha. It's a gar meyuda ovid because Rav Chiya bar Abba and Rav Yechon said the oilam ainim moitzi haraim dechavas and sheyechol kazayis dogon. In order to be able to be moitzi someone else at Birchas HaMazon, you must first eat kazayis dogon. It's not enough that you drank a kais yayin. Rashi in Devar Maschol Ad Sheyechol Kazayis Dogon. Rashi brings down the Shitas HaBahag. The Bahag paskins that the halacha is that if someone ate only a kazayis, the halacha is he's not mechuyev b'derais Birchas HaMazon. In order for to be mechuyev b'derais Birchas HaMazon, you need v'achalto v'savato. You need a kedei svia. A person has to be full. He needs to have a kedei svia. Just eating a kazayis in a chanami is chayev b'Birchas HaMazon midrabanon, but b'derais is not chayev. So the Bahag goes on to say that since he's not mechuyev b'deraisa, so he can't go ahead and be moitzi someone that's mechuyev b'Birchas HaMazon b'deraisa. If someone else ate kedei svia, so even though this person is chayev b'Birchas HaMazon, but since his chiyev is only a chiyev d'rabbanon, he can't go ahead and be moitzi someone else in Birchas HaMazon. That's what Rashi brings down from the Hag. Tosfos and the Ramatzal Ad also brings down the Shittas of the Hag, and they both ask that l'chayev is negging the Gemara. But the Gemara comes along and brings down that Shimon ben Shetach l'gamir the Ovid. Why is it l'gamir the Ovid? Because Rabbi Yechonon said you need to eat a kazayis dogon. It's mashman the Gemara says Rashi Tosis had Shimon ben Shetach ate a kazayis dogon, then the oilam he would be able to be moitzi all the yanei v'chaverov. And the chayyur, it sounds like yanei v'chaverov were having a big banquet there. They were having a big suda, and the chayyur, there were people there that ate kedei svia like a normal suda. People eat kedei svia. So the chayyur yanei v'chaverov v'chayv b'derais the Birchas HaMazon, and Shimon ben Shetach, even if had he had Itir a Kezayis Dagon would have only been Mechayim in the Rabbanon. Afal Bikain and Socharim have warned the Gemara that he would be able to Maitzi him in Birchas HaMoseh. Now the Achroinim don't understand what exactly is the Kasher of the Rishonim here. The Turi Evan in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Tesa Ben Aleph, the Tzlach, Reb Kiva Eger Bayas, they're all Taina that Lechayra, there's no Raya from the Gemara that if Shem Metshetach would have ate a Kezayis Dagon, he would be able to Maitzi the other people. The Gemara is just bringing down a memory of Rabbi Yechanan that one can't be Maitzi someone else unless he himself is Chayav and Berchus HaMazin. Now Rabbi Yechanan, the Olam, Lechayra the Bahag learns, is talking about being Maitzi someone else that also is only Chayav and Berchus HaMazin b'drabbanan. Someone else that also didn't eat Kedai Sfiyah. So then if you eat a Kezayis Dagon, you can be Maitzi him. The Gemara is just bringing the memory of Rabbi Yechanan to prove that you can't, in order to be mighty someone else, in Birchas HaMazon, it's not like a regular Birchas HaMitzvahs, it's not like a bracha that you can be mighty someone else with the Din Arvis. You yourself have to be Mechoyev. Now, in a Hanami, Rabbi Yechanan was talking about being mighty someone that's Chayev B'Darabonon. If Yani V'Chaveiv will be Mechoyev D'Raisa, so then comes the Bahag and says, then you have to be Mechoyev D'Raisa. The Chayev is no Raya from the Gemara, the Gemara is before that had Shimon Shetach eaten a Kezayis Dagon, he would be able to be Maitzi everyone else. The Gemara is just bringing a member of Rabbi Yechanan to prove that by not being Mechuyev in Birchas HaMazon, you can't be Maitzi someone else. Now, if the Bahag holds that when you're being Maitzi someone that's Deiraisa, you need a Chiyev Deiraisa, so that's fine. The Gemara didn't say before that had Shimon Ben Shetach eaten a Kezayis, he would be able to be Maitzi. So that's what Achreinim Amiyashiv. The Bahag from Kushis Rashi v'Taisis Tzorachin, why Rashi Taisis held it was Mukhrach from the Gemara that a Kezayis Dagon would be enough. Now Rashi himself goes on, and he's Masber, and he argues on the Bahag, and he holds that even if you only have a Chiyav D'Rabbanon, the halacha is you could still be Maitzi even someone that's Chayav D'Raisa. And Rashi goes on to ask that L'Chayrus Negeta Gemara. The Gemara on the Hagmar earlier on in Daf Chaf is before that a katan can't be mighty a gadol. A katan that's a gia lechinuch, even though he's chayv b'drabbanan and birchas hamazon, the halacha is he can't be yotze his father. He can't be mighty his father. As Rashi, if someone that ate a kezayis dagon could be mighty someone that was oichel kedei svia, why can a katan be mighty his father? So on this Rashi says a big chiddush. Rashi says that the chiyav of a chinuch on a katan is not a regular chiyav d'rabbanan. He's not a regular mechuyav d'rabbanan. A katan shegiyah lechinuch is not like someone, it's not doimet to someone that ate a kezayis. A katan shegiyah lechinuch, his father is mechuyav to be mechanachin. We don't look at him as a mechuyav. The din of chinuch is that the father is mechuyav to make sure that the katan does the mitzvah. The katan himself does not have a din d'rabbanan that he is mechuyav d'rabbanan. And therefore, the katan can't go ahead and be mighty since the katan is not someone that's mechuyev. That's Rashi. It's b'yashiv the kasha on him. This would be a strong ride. The kasha of katan would be a strong ride to the bahag. Then, in order to be mighty at the raisa, you need to have a chiyev the raisa. Rashi answers that no, that a katan is different. A katan, we don't look at him b'chal as a mechuyev b'drabon. Reb Kiva Eger over here at Gilyan Hashas asked that L'chari Rashi entered a very good teretz on Katan, but L'chari the Gemara over there is before on Daf Chav. The Gemara is a Shaila if Noshe Machayev B'Deraisa and Birchas HaMazon. And the Gemara says in Afkamina is that if Noshe are only Machayev B'Derabanan, they can't be Moitzi HaNoshem. Or Isha on the Tzad that she's not Machayev B'Deraisa can't be Moitzi HaNoshem. Ask Reb Kiva Eger, Ham Mia Noshe Machayev B'Derabanan? If for sure Chayev B'Derabanan, the suffix of the Gemara is only if the Chayev B'Deraisa or B'Derabanan. But they're short, for sure Mechuyev. So why is the Gemara saying that Aisha can't be Maitzia Ish? If you look at the Pnei Shua's already, Ma'ir, this Kasha. Is Rabbi Leiter Moshe over here, in the Gois Chedushim, he says that if you look at the Midrashim Rabbah Mavur, that a Katan has an Inyan of Arvus. He says that if you say to the Din of Rashi, that someone that's Mechuyev B'Derabara can be Maitzia Deraisa, has to work with the Din Arvus. Without a din arvus, someone that's only mechuyev b'derabanan can't be mighty someone that's chayev b'deraisa. So therefore, says the place of Moshe, Rashi's kasha from katan was only because Rashi held that a katan has a chiyev arvus. A katan's a orev to make sure that a gadol does his mitzvahs. And therefore, had a katan be'emes been mechuyev b'derabanan, he would be able to be mighty the gadol. Mashekin says the place of Moshe, Isha's leisa b'arvus. So since the Isha's leisa b'arvus, calls man, she's not mechuyev b'deraisa, she can't go ahead and be mighty, and that's why Rashi B'chal didn't ask a kasha from an Isha. But the Yisoid of Rashi's din, Rashi that argues on the Bahag and holds that a Mechuyim v'der Abadon can be Maitiyah der Raisa, is only Bani on the din of Arvus, and the Isha doesn't have Arvus. Pashegin HaKotan says to Blaise of Isha Tavur and Alana Medrashim that they have a din Arvus. So then, had he be'emes been Mechuyim v'der Abadon, he would be'emes be able to be Maitiyah a Gadol. The Pnei Yeshua is Ba'ir of this Kasher of Kivegar also, and he writes that maybe it's Cholok HaKotan from an Isha. Isha that's Mufka Lagamri from the Chiyiv, even though she's Mechuyim B'der Abana, but since B'der Raisa, she's B'chlal's Mufka from the Chiyiv, so therefore Isha can't be Maitzi. Masha'ekin HaKotan, which is Be'emes, has the Parsha, he's Seif HaLovay in the Dei Chiyiv. He is Shaykh to the Parsha Berchus HaMazin. That's why only over there Rashi held that HaKotan, or Pasha the Gadol, that happened not to eat a Chiyiv B'der Raisa, HaMiyah, he's Shaykh to the Chiyiv Berchus HaMazin, that's when you can be Maitzi a Mechuyim B'der Raisa. HaKotan, had the cotton be mechuyev b'der abana titzis, but emes shayach to brichas abaza. But he's soifoy when he becomes a god, he'll be mechuyev. So that's why he can be mitzi. Mashiach and isha that's mufka legabi from the chiyev says the Pnei Yeshua. Maybe that's over there. Rashi b'chlal didn't have shver. It wasn't b'chlal kasha to Rashi that a isha should be able to be mitzi a ish. The stipler in Kilas Yaakov in Simon Chof Dalad, he goes with this mahalach of the Pnei Yeshua. He goes out derech to Pnei Yeshua. He just bevar the Indian a little more. He says, goes with the svar to pick hakira and achreinim exactly what's the p'tur of katan. So the stipler says that the p'tur of katan, but emes he's a yid, he's chayiv in mitzvahs like every other yid. A katan's chayiv in all mitzvahs. Just a katan, the reason why he can't do mitzvahs, he's begeder oinus, since a katan doesn't have das, so therefore he's begeder oinus. He's not, he doesn't have the chiyuv because he's a oinus, not because be'etzem he's mufka for the mitzvahs. The Torah didn't give the mitzvahs to him. A katan's also a yid. The Torah was given to all yidin. And a katan, since he's not, didn't yet reach the darg of das, so he has a ptur of oinus. He's oinus. He's not possible to have the achrayus to go and do the mitzvahs. But not because he's mufka from the etzem mitzvah. The oinus, the mitzvah was given to him also. And therefore says the stipler, if he goes ahead and does a mitzvah, he did a maisa mitzvah. He's potter. But there's no reason why his maisa shouldn't be a mitzvah, since he's a yid. And he also has a parasha of mitzvah. So when he goes and does a mitzvah, when he goes and he makes a birchas hamazon, that birchas hamazon is a maisa mitzvah birchas hamazon. And that's why a katan, had he been mechuyev midrabanan, would be able to go ahead and be maitzi a gadol. Masha ein kein, says the stipler, isha, on the tzad that she's not mechuyev midraisa, she's a smite for the mitzvah birchas hamazon. Since she's late, didn't get a chedek ba'aretz, the mitzvah, birchas hamazon, wasn't given to Aisha b'chlal. She doesn't have the mitzvah. She's not just a p'tor oinus from the mitzvah. The mitzvah b'chlal wasn't given to the Isha. And therefore says the stipler, that was pasha to Rashi, that the Isha, since she's mufka legami from mitzvah birchas hamazon, the fact that she's mevarach birchas hamazon is nothing. It's not a ma'isa mitzvah b'chlal. Now the stipler speaks out that even though we know the famous Shitas Rabbi Tam, that noshim can be mevarach on mitzvah etzei shahaz ran grama, and he's assuming the Pshan Rabbi Tam, the Raivan is before this way, is because the mitzvah they're doing is a Maisa mitzvah. A Isha, even though she's not Mitzvah Va'isa, when she does it, she's doing a Maisa mitzvah. He says that's Shitas Rabbi Tam. Rashi argues, he brings it, that Kais Maimnes and Ilchas Sittis, and Paragimel brings down clearly that Rashi holds he cannot make a bracha. Now he says, the fact that someone holds you can't make a bracha is not a raya. The Rishonim of Avor, that there's a tzad that you can't make a bracha because you can't say the word v'tzivonu. So if you don't have a tzivoy. But he says that l'maisa Rashi in Sukkot and Beis is chayim mafurish, that a isha that shakes a lulav is b'chlal not doing a mitzvah. And he says that in Nagoyis Ashri it's even more mafurish, that this Rashi is before over there, that a isha that shakes lulav does not do a mitzvah. And Nagoyis Ashri says mafurish, that's totally in the machaikis Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. And it's therefore he says, we have a clear raya. Rashi over here is very good. L'shitasai, that Rashi holds that a isha that does a mitzvah is b'chlal ma'isa kaif ba'alma. There's no mitzvah. That's why Rashi holds she can't make a bracha. He argues her made a tam is because the isha is a ma'isa kaif ba'alma, and that's why it says the stipler. That's why Rashi b'chlal didn't have shver. Reb Kivager's kasha. Why can an isha be ma'isa ish? Because the chiyav, since even Eidech and Ami, the Rabbanon made a chiyav on her, but with the Raisa, she's mufka legami from the whole parasha of Berchus HaMazon. Oh, ish, that Eidech Shir Kizayis to be the Rabbanon, so he's shaykh to the parasha of Berchus HaMazon, he can be mevarach of Berchus HaMazon for someone else. Masha Eke, you know, Isha, that's mufka legami, her whole maisa Berchus HaMazon, she doesn't have the mitzvah of Berchus HaMazon b'chlal, that was pasha to Rashi, there's no tzad in the world that she could go ahead and be mitzi someone else. Now, Tosfos also argues on Rashi. Tosfos over here in Devar Masal Ad, he argues on Rashi. and he holds that a katan is b'chuyah b'drabbanon. And he holds the answer to katan. The reason why a katan can't be made to someone else is because a katan is a lab bar chayuva. Katan safe number is not b'chuyah b'chlal and b'rchas amazayin. Masha'ikir a gadol is b'chuyah b'rchas amazayin. And Tosis argues on Rashi. Tosis says that the reason why a gadol could be made to a gadol that only ate a kezayis, even though he didn't eat a full shear, why could he be made to someone else? The reason is because you don't need to be mechuyev in berachas hamazon to be made to someone else. It's different than a berachas bracha rishayna, because it's a din of yatzah made on berachas hamazon also. Berachas hamazon, since right now a person has mechuyev, he has a chiyev. It's not like a bracha rishayna where you're not mechuyev to make a bracha rishayna, you don't have to eat. But once you ate, says Tosis, now you're mechuyev in a bracha, and it's a din arvus. I could go ahead and be made to you even though I'm not mechuyev in berachas hamazon. So says Tosis, Imkain, why do I b'chla have to eat? Tosis says, the reason why you have to eat is for a side reason. And this is the Chayr Pshan, the Rosh that we mentioned earlier. The Rosh says that even when you only ate a mezainis and you only mechuyev in bracha mein shalosh, also you can be moitzi. Is the Chayr could possibly be going with this shitas atayisves, that all you need is to be able to say baruch shachal mishaloi. That's why you need to eat a kezayis dogon, not because you need to become mechuyev in birchas hamazayin to be moitzi someone else. But shitas atayisves is not like Rashi. It's not like the Bahag. Tosis holds that you don't need to be mechuyev to be mighty someone else at Berachas HaMazon. Berachas HaMazon has the din of Yatzah Mighty, like other mitzvahs. It doesn't have a din of Berachas HaNenin, and therefore there's a din Arvus on Berachas HaMazon. Therefore one could be mighty someone else, even if he, Emes, didn't eat. The reason why you need it, because I thought it says Tosis for a side reason, because you have to be able to say Baruch Shachal Mishaloi. Now from the Rashi, that Rashi seems to hold that you need to have someone that eat. Rashi, you need to be mechuyev b'drabbanon. Rashi doesn't know like Tosfos, but afal pikein achiyev b'drabbanon is maspik. L'chayro would be mashma that Rashi holds that the din, this halacha that in order to be made to someone else you need to be mechuyev, is a din d'rabbanon. But if it would be a din d'raisa, l'chayro, how would it help that I'm mechuyev b'drabbanon? If the halacha is in order to be made to someone else, I need to be mechuyev. There would be a deraisa de galocha that for one to be mighty someone else at Berachas HaMazon, it needs to be mechuyev, then the chayr achiyev drabbanon wouldn't help. Therefore, it would seem that Rashi holds that this halacha, that in order to be mighty someone else, you need to be a bar chayuva, is a din drabbanon. And that's why the fact that he's mechuyev drabbanon, that helps to be b'kayim the din. And the Turi Evan on Daf Chav Tesav and Aleph in Rosh Hashanah assumes that this halacha is a din called all over. Anytime we find halacha that so you need a baruch yuva to be mighty. So like Abi Kia Shayfar, you need a baruch yuva to be mighty someone else. That's a din drabbanon. That's how he learns up in this Rashi. The whole din that you need to be baruch yuva to be mighty someone else is a drabbanon deka halacha. And the Turiyavim brings it, the Ramban and Melchamis and Perak Beis Brachas assumes that pshita is not like that. The Ramban and Melchamis assumes that pshita says it's a din deraisa. And he brings a raya. He says I have a raya to the Ramban deloika Rashi. He says the halacha is that a dragoness and a tumtum cannot be mighty a regular baruch yuva. Since we're besupik if they're a zachar, and we're besupik if they're chayiv and shayfar, so therefore they can't go ahead and be mighty someone else. As the Turiyev and the Fi Rashi, the din's a din drabbanon, suffik drabbanon lakula. The chayyur it's a suffik drabbanon. Why can Andragonus and a tuptum be mighty a bar chayuva? Because even on the tzad that he's potter, he could still be mighty them in their raisa. The whole reason why he can't be mighty them in their, the whole reason why the can't be mighty them is only a drabbanon to get in. And it's a suffix because maybe he is a bar chayuva. So it's a suffix drabbanon, l'chayr l'fi Rashi, that the dins are only a din drabbanon, l'chayr there should be halacha over here of suffix drabbanon l'kula. Elamai says to Riyam, l'chayr this would be a strong riot to the Shitas HaRamban, that the din, that you need a bar chayuva to be mighty someone else, is a din d'arais. Now there's another noise in the sugya that Rishayim are bothered by, that l'chayr, Shimon ben Shetach only went ahead and drank the wine after everyone finished the Suda. They gave him to bench. They were all ready to bench. And then he went ahead and drank the wine and said he needs to eat. V'chayra, we learned that you need in order to have a tzir of Zimun, it has to be that they're still able to eat. Rav and Shmuel, Akapanam, they have to still be able to eat, even if they're not planning on eating, they have to still be able to eat. But once they already said, Tol Brich, they already were making themselves to Birchaz HaMazin, V'chayra, you can't anymore be mitzurf to Birchaz HaMazin. So the Rajba by us, he brings from Tosfos and by us in the Tosfos Rosh, the Tosfos Rebbeinu Yehuda. That's not the story. We didn't get the story right. The story was Be'emes, they were still in the middle of eating. They got him ready for benching, but everyone else was still in the middle of eating, and therefore the drinking of the wine was a regular tzirif. Tosfos in Pesachim Daf Kuf Gimel and Beis, the Ramasal Kibon, Tosfos asks this question, And he says the Ein Hanami, just like we find that Shimon ben Shetach didn't do, but did Lagarme, Lagabi, that he didn't eat a Kazayas dog, and who wasn't Lagabi this, Ein Hanami, Shaloi Kalocha, what Shimon ben Shetach did. But the Tzlach by us is a different teretz. He says this halacha, that three people must eat together, once we're finished eating, the third person can't be mitzurf to Zimun, that's only when, till now, only two people ate. Two people ate, and they didn't have a Zimun, and then, after they finished eating, a third person comes in and eats, that's not a tzirf. Masha Akin says it's like when we already had a tzirf Zimun, we had three people already, and then they finished, and now a fourth person comes in and eats, he could be mitzurf to their Zimun. Once they already had a chiyuv Zimun, now he could go ahead and be mitzurf to the Zimun. The Tzlach has the like color Rishonim, all the Rishonim that we have, the Raj Ventasis, the Tzlach Mechadish, that once you have a Shir Zimon, once there is already three people eating, the fourth person could be served to the Zimon, even though the three people already finished. And Be'emes, this Teretz of the Tzlach is a Chayr Mavurna Arzarua. The Arzarua, and Hilchas Suda, and Iskuf Tzadei Dalet, he brings down this Kasher of the Rishonim, and it seems like he says, Mamish, the Teretz of the Tzlach, that once there's a Shir Zimon, then the fourth person could be Mitzurif, even though the three people already finished eating.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.